Well, it's an extraordinary time. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas just destroyed his political career on the Tucker Carlson show. And all Tucker did was ask him questions. It was the Socratic revelation method, I guess. And Ted Cruz just openly admitted, sort of proudly, that he joined the Senate to be the number one defender of, it's not America, it's Israel. That's right. Israel first. And Senator Ted Cruz admits that he takes millions of dollars from AIPAC, which is an Israel-linked lobby, of course, that doesn't even register as a foreign lobbying organization, which is a total violation of law. Ted Cruz openly admits that he takes that money, openly admits it, and at the same time, he's admitting that he doesn't represent 99.4% of Texans, because I think it's only 0.6% of Texans are Jews. Ted Cruz is representing another country, not Texas. And he's, see, the issue is he doesn't think there's anything wrong with that. He sits there with Tucker and he admits it, and he's proud of it. And then Tucker asks him a question like, hey, you know, what's the population of Iran? You know, give me a rough number. Like, get us within the right order of magnitude. How about that? And Ted Cruz has no idea. Doesn't know the population of the country that he's going to approve bombing. Has no clue. Just an imbecile when it comes to the facts on the ground. Doesn't know that Iran is, let's say, give or take, roughly 90 million people. I mean, you should know these things. I knew these things. How is it that my own senator doesn't know these things? Now, look, for the record, I voted for Senator Cruz in Texas because of the alternative, which was, of course, a Democrat. Since I will never vote for Democrats ever again, and there was no other choice in the Texas Senate race, I did vote for Ted Cruz. And I don't regret voting for Ted Cruz in, you know, given the choice that there was right there. But I do think Ted Cruz should resign. I think it's time for him to step down. And we need a senator that represents Texas. Is that such a crazy idea? I don't think so. You know, we've got the AG of Texas, Ken Paxton, running against John Cornyn and leading in the polls, by the way. John Cornyn doesn't represent Texas or America. You know, Cornyn is just another John McCain. And Cornyn needs to be defeated, that's clear. So, you know, Ken Paxton is going to help in that regard tremendously. But we need somebody to replace Ted Cruz, and it can't be a Democrat. I'm voting for Harrison Smith. How about that? Somebody with a reasonable mind. Just flat out, Senator Ted Cruz does not represent Texas, and he doesn't represent America. He is a 100% sold-out shill for the Zionists. There's no other way to put it. And he's not the only one in the Senate. Certainly not the only one in the House. And, you know, the other disturbing thing is that Cruz cited the Bible. This dispensationalism nonsense that seemingly a lot of these sort of boomer-aged evangelical Christians were all brainwashed with the same thing. The Scofield Bible teachings or something. They're all brainwashed that they have to unequivocally support Israel no matter what. Those who bless Israel are blessed by God. That's what they say. That's what they think. Well, of course, they've never even really read, I guess, the Old Testament, because God killed Jews, you know, over and over again. He burned them alive with fireballs, you know. He opened up giant sinkholes in the ground, swallowed them alive. He unleashed giant flaming asteroids and meteors to bomb, like God's artillery, to bomb and slaughter Jews of a whole city. Well, a couple of cities. I mean, there was no more harsh critic of Jews than God himself. But he also blessed Jews when they obeyed God's teachings. But he slaughtered them when they disobeyed his teachings. And that's the part that, for whatever reason, these evangelical Christians completely leave out. They think that they have to support Israel even if Israel is committing genocide and murdering children and shooting doctors in the head and bombing hospitals, war crimes against humanity. And they're like, well, you know, my church told me we got to support, you know, because the church lady told him to support Israel. Senator Ted Cruz throws America under the bus. I mean, talk about utterly insane. And this is why I've said we are living under the control of a Zionist death cult. It's this weird evangelical end times death cult where many of them, they want the end of the world to come. They think that if they could just start a big enough nuclear war, and especially if they can get, you know, Jerusalem attacked, and they can get a temple destroyed, then they think that the Jews think that God is going to sweep down and save them, and the Christians think that Jesus is going to fly out of the sky on a white horse and save them. But the Jews don't believe that because they don't believe in Jesus. But the Christians think they have to be the minions of Zionism, even though the Zionists don't even recognize Jesus. So it's a cesspool of deception, mass hypnosis, sorcery, lies, illusion, delusion, all of it. Those people are insane. But that's who's in charge right now. That's who's in charge in the White House, is an end times Zionist death cult. It's like something out of a horror movie. And they literally want the end of the world to come because they think God's going to save them. That's, what was the name of that cult in California? Heaven's Gate. Remember that? And that dude, the dude's name was Apple White. The dude with the bug out eyes, who was the cult leader. You should look that up. I've talked about that from time to time over the years. The Heaven's Gate cult. And they thought that God was coming to save them, I think, by sending an alien mothership that they said was hiding on the other side of Halley's Comet. I think that's that cult. I don't know. There's a couple of different cults. Easy to get them confused, you know. Heaven's Gate, Zionism, evangelical Christianity, you know. Don't get them mixed up. But they all end the same way. Mass suicide. So the Heaven's Gate people just, didn't they drink Kool-Aid or drink poison or something? They all drank a bunch of poison. They killed themselves off. And they all thought they were going to join the mothership. Okay. Well, that's the way Senator Ted Cruz talks now. Basically, the Bible told us at end times we got to nuke, you know, and then we'll all die and be saved. And it's like, what the hell, man? I mean, he didn't say it exactly like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it's that vibe. And that's the vibe of his boomer evangelical Christian supporters who are, I don't know how their brains got all crusty to the point where they can't fathom anything other than what they were taught 40 years ago in Bible school or something. It's just insane. It's like, whatever happened to the principle of Jesus of Nazareth teaching love, universal love, coexistence, live together with other people, live with your neighbors, don't bomb them and kill them and murder them and assassinate their leaders and set off car bombs in their cities, all the things that Israel routinely does. Israel functions as a criminal cartel run by an end times apocalyptic cult, but they use mafia style tactics like car bombs and things like that. It's a criminal cartel, and Senator Ted Cruz proudly says he supports it. He loves Israel, which really implies that Senator Ted Cruz loves genocide. He loves murdering children. He loves shooting doctors in the head. He loves bombing hospitals. He loves it all. He thinks that God loves him because he loves mass murder of everybody that Israel hates, you know? Isn't that just amazing? Isn't it? It's like the belief system of a six-year-old. Mommy, I believe in the fairy, the tooth fairy, and Santa Claus, and God's going to save us if we love Israel. You know, it's like, how do you even possess such an infantile mind to still hold on to that nonsense? Folks, look, I say practice love, practice humanity. Don't justify violence, especially mass violence, against civilians and innocent people, which is exactly what Israel is doing. If you're on the side of violence, you're on the side of Satan. And that's why Israel is, at its modern day version run by Netanyahu, it literally is a synagogue of Satan. And anyone who supports Israel is on the side of Satan. That's become abundantly clear. And you can hear them with all their little worm tongue, brain twisting efforts, little contortions to justify why they have to murder so many babies in Gaza. I mean, you hear Israel's excuses. Well, they might grow up one day and then they might become terrorists. Really? So that's your excuse? With that excuse, you could bomb every child in the world. One day they might grow up and be a problem for us, you know? It's basically the same reason why they're bombing Iran. One day Iran might have a weapon they could use against us, so we should just obliterate them first, you know? With that kind of attitude, you realize that if everybody shared that attitude, the entire world would burn and would be destroyed. So that's a pretty good gauge to tell you that what Israel believes is insane and dangerous. If your entire belief is focused around you bombing and murdering your neighbors preemptively because you say they might be a danger to you one day, then you should not be recognized by the world as a nation. Israel's charter should be revoked. And every nation in the world should boycott Israel, refuse to trade, refuse to engage in any activity, economic activity, banking activity, trade, everything with Israel. Because Israel has proven itself to be a cancer upon planet Earth, and a cancer that will destroy the planet if it is allowed to continue its destructive ways. So let's hope that cooler heads prevail, or maybe God will intervene and stop Israel. That would be interesting to see. Let's find out if that happens. In the meantime, join me in praying for peace. We need peace in our world. We need to stop looking at others as eternal enemies. We need to sit down and talk. We need to learn about each other. We need to be able to meet each other, be able to understand how we are the same, how we are all children of God. And we need to learn to get along on a national level. Otherwise, we, humanity, we will destroy ourselves. And Israel is leading the way. Nobody is more likely to destroy the world right now than Israel. And anybody supporting Israel is actually pushing us towards the total destruction of humanity. So if you're pro-Israel, you're anti-human. You're anti-God, it turns out. And that has become abundantly apparent to anybody paying attention. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. May God have mercy upon humanity for the sins that we continue to carry out as a species, some of it from Israel in the name of God, and some of it from America in the name of Jesus. But there's still sins. And God judges us all sooner or later. So be a good person if you want to have a decent experience after this life. That's all I'm saying. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.